Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What the hell's going on in College Station?
Is it a big deal that your three starting quarterbacks over the last 3 years have all transferred? Or planning on transferring? Is that good?
I would assume that Fallon were transferring, that was because Murray was getting the job.
I don't know what's behind it. I don't know if it's Spavital, if it's Sumlin, but clearly there's a problem. That ship is sinking. It's sinking quickly.
And I love Bob McNair, and I think he's honest, and he'll say what's on his mind, but this might not be the best time for him to come out and say, yeah, we're going to get a quarterback next year.
I mean, I guess that's the coach speak. And that's
owner speak, yeah. He also
you
said,
can look ahead to the next season while in this season.
Yeah.
You can do that, right? It's allowed?
You can. I don't think I'd be talking about, oh, we got to get a quarterback now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, including what you just heard, all available on podcastarena.com. You know what else is available on podcastarena.com? The greatest introduction to gambling book ever, audiobook ever recorded by AJ Hoffman and Fred Fowler. Only $12.99. Makes a great gift. And we have a gift card option on there. You just buy the gift card, you send it to somebody, and then they can download the book. And I know a lot of you guys are waiting until the last minute to do your gifts. This is perfect because it makes it look like you really thought, hey, this would be a good idea. I'm going to send you a gift card so you can buy Fred and AJ's audiobook and learn everything you want to know about gambling. And they're going to thank you for it. They're going to love you for it. And it took no thought on your part. You just had to go to our website. Boom. That easy. I'm getting great. By the way, I have to say, I want to thank everybody who's emailed me their thoughts on the audiobook. I have nothing but positives, man. People have all said the same thing. They really have learned a lot, and they appreciate us doing it, and I appreciate you guys buying it. So, makes a great gift. All right. What are we going to do now?
I've got the most popular. What do we got? We have something special at 6 o'clock? Or is it
no, 6:15.
6:15.
Okay. Did you see the Google search, the top Google searches of 2015 came out today?
I did not. Was I on it?
You were not.
Damn.
You were not in the top 10.
You know, I had spent like 2 days just Googling myself so that I'd move up that list, but obviously it didn't work.
Number 10, you tell me if you're surprised by any of these. And
okay.
There was actually one of them that I had to Google to figure out what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that soccer player?
Nope, it's not a person.
Oh, okay.
It's a cell phone video game.
Oh, okay. Because there's a soccer player that we were surprised by last year that I thought his name was James, and it's like Amos or something.
Yeah. There are, of the top 10, there are 4 people, 3 movies, 2 video games, and a place.
Okay. I'm excited. Let's do this.
All right. Number 10. Straight out of Compton.
Okay, movie.
Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet, no. I'm waiting for it to come out on.
You watched it, right, John?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was stuff you guys were... I never was really...
That was in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come out as soon as it's on pay, I'll watch it.
This is crazy how much he sounds like his dad.
Yeah, looks like his dad.
See, I just now got caught up on, like, I finally saw Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, okay.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's a terrible plot.
No, the plot's awful.
But I don't care about that.
There is no real plot. It's
just that's overrated in Mad Max movies anyway.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cool stuff blowing up. And
violence.
And chicks empowered. It's very cool.
Number 9, Fallout 4. You familiar with that game, John?
I played one of the Fallouts, but I haven't played Fallout 4.
Okay, I'm not really familiar with it.
I'm not either, but I've heard of it.
Number 8, Chris Kyle.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Number 7 was the one that I had to look up. Agario is a video game, I guess, on your cell phone where It's like a petri dish is what it's explained as, and you're trying to collect, you're trying to make your like molecules bigger before you get swallowed up by a larger set of cells.
That sounds like
something.
A soccer player name.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Number six, Paris. A lot of Google activity after the tragedy there in Paris.
Wow.
Number five, Ronda Rousey.
That's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
You know what? Holly Holm would be a nobody. We wouldn't even be talking about her if not for the fact that she beat Ronda Rousey and now she's made her a star too.
She was the second most Googled UFC
Holly
fighter.
Holm?
Yeah, Holly Holm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But Ronda was not the top athlete. At least, well, she was the top current athlete.
Okay.
Their former athlete beat her out. Actually, two former athletes beat her out. Number four, Caitlyn Jenner beat out Ronda, former athlete herself.
Do we count that, though? It's not why. It's
an,
not
an Olympic champion, Fred.
But it's not why it's on that list.
You don't know that.
No.
Did Caitlyn Jenner win a gold medal?
Yes, but it's on the list for different reasons.
Number three, American Sniper. So okay. Chris Kyle getting love at number eight, and the movie about him, American Sniper, number three. Not the most Googled movie, though. Number two, Jurassic World.
That was an awful movie.
I wasn't really impressed. God, I didn't think it was awful.
No, I thought it was so bad. I went with moderate expectations, and I'm not a big Jurassic anything fan. My wife is, and she loves all the movies. It was so freaking awful, and even she put it on her Facebook about how much.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Interesting. What are the odds Fred dresses up as Princess Leia and goes to the midnight showing of Star Wars? That's a good one. But no, I'm not dressing up. This is Leia. I am. Okay. I've also figured out I can't sit here because I keep leaning on the cough button, and that's why I keep cutting out.
I was wondering why we keep cutting out.
Well, yeah, because I have my hand on my computer, and then I.
And that is like 10 times louder in my headphones when you.
I know
that.
It drives you nuts, doesn't it? I kind of enjoy driving you nuts, but I don't like not being heard. So I've got to figure out a way to readjust myself.
You can kind of angle your way.
I'm gonna
the right.
I'm gonna slide this way. Okay. But see, I don't want to, you know, I also, this is a problem because I don't want to spill like I did the other day. So that's why I'm kind of over here so I don't spill anything on AJ. It's not coffee today. It's beer, but still. Anyway.
It'll do the same thing to my computer.
Exactly. So I'm trying to be considerate, okay? All right, let's do this. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to blast through your what are the odds. Stay on hold unless we tell you that your odds suck and you go away so that we can get somebody else on. Whoever has the best what are the odds? Quaker Steak and Lube gift card for $50. All right, let's start off with EJ.
Hey, sports.
Sports, EJ.
I was just wanting to ask, what are the odds that Bill O'Brien drafts Hackenberg out of Penn State if he decides to come out? I mean, with him being, you know, a person who recruited him, and then you wouldn't have to spend a high draft pick to get him.
I still think Hackenberg's going to be a second-round guy. If the Texans took him, you know, in the second round,
what if they took him 22nd in the first round?
I'd be angry.
A little bit of a reach.
That's a lot of a reach. It's a guy who's was a very big time prospect, but has not really lived up to expectations.
Physically, he looks the part. He just can't play. I think. But you know what? Maybe Bill O'Brien gets something out of him. But okay, that's a good. That's
Garrett
a good...
Gilbert won a Super Bowl in New England. Remember that, bro?
Exactly. So did Cliff Kingsbury.
That's right.
All right, let's try Kyle. And by the way, EJ, you can hang on.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds of Rick Smith as the general manager of the Texans next year?
He got a vote of confidence today.
Which means 8%.
I'll go with 70%.
I'll go 8%.
All right.
So, okay, nothing wrong with that. How about Sam?
Hey, what are the? I'm going to ask this very carefully in fear of irritating you guys even more today, but what are the odds Odell Beckham Jr. becomes one of the best NFL wide receivers in history of the NFL, considering his production through 25 games this year.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, the guy's played a season and a half, but he looks to be one of the best in the league already.
Well, his numbers on that path are ahead of some of the all-time greats. I mean, that's so. I mean, it's not a ridiculous thing to bring up.
It's hard to
look at it and say,
right. Here's what I will warn, though. Eli Manning probably has another 2-3 years there. And we know how hard it is to find one franchise quarterback, much less line them up back-to-back.
Then you're in Brian Hoyer world.
Yeah, so we'll see if things change. But not that Eli Manning is Tom Brady or Joe Montana or T.J. Yates, but he's pretty good. You know, he might not have that the clutch genes, but he's pretty good.
Clutch genes. I love that. I'm telling you, we're starting our own clothing line, Clutch Jeans.
You hug real tight to your
No. They're gonna be really fat, so they can fit over Clutch the Bear.
Oh, okay.
So when you wear them, it looks like you're really fat. Let's try Jeff. What's up, Jeff? Turn your radio down, Jeff.
Sports to you. Turn your radio down. Thank you.
All right, go, bud.
Hey, what are the odds that one guy causes AJ to take 2 aspirin a day?
Well, I don't know. I don't like to take medicine. I just like to drink.
Yeah.
He's caused me to drink. So 0%.
Beer solves it.
But yeah, he's caused me to drink.
Okay.
He's done that.
Well, we were already drinking.
That's true.
Melvin? Melvin Stern?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
What are your odds that Johnny Manziel go out there and mess up again and get cut by the Cleveland Browns and the Texans pick him up?
Oh, boy.
Ooh,
well, listen, if he messes up again, the Texans won't pick him up because he wouldn't be Texans-like then.
Yeah, I think it's more likely he would wind up in Dallas than the Texans.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 0% he's ever a Texan. No, I shouldn't say 0% because now they've said they want a franchise quarterback. I'll go 4%. How's that?
That's high. But
all right. Dalen.
Hey, guys. Steelers fan. What are the odds that with the injury to Andy Dalton, the Steelers end up winning the division?
It's not impossible. I mean, listen, I already think the Steelers are the better team, but I'll tell you what I can do. Just for grins, I'll go to 538.com and tell you their percentages exactly the way they have them. To make the playoffs right now, Pittsburgh 78%. To win the division, 11%.
Okay.
Okay.
They split with the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited actually for this game on Sunday between Pittsburgh and Denver because
Pittsburgh is going to eat Denver's soul.
You think so?
I don't know if they're going to cover 6.5.
That's a crazy number. Denver's one of these teams that I was kind of doubting all season long, but they kept winning, and then they lost 2 games back to back, and then instantly everybody was like, "Oh, they suck."
Yeah.
And then they lose one to the Raiders, but I mean, they still have lost 3 games this year. That team, they won at Kansas City. They beat the Packers. They beat the Patriots, and still we doubt them. You know, that's tough. But if Pittsburgh can win that game, it's open. It's open for sure.
All right, one more chance. Let's go with Chance. What's up, buddy?
Happy sports, guys.
Sports to you, man.
Hey, what are the odds that T.J. Yates and Matt Hasselbeck are knocked out of the game? And a 4th-string quarterback is the one that decides our title for the season.
Brandon Whedon versus Charlie Whitehurst.
Oh, God.
How awesome is that?
Is Hasselbeck going to play? Is that determined yet?
Well, no, it's not determined. We know
Hoyer is not going to play.
We know Hoyer's out. We know Andrew Luck is out. We know that Hasselbeck is his arm's in a sling because of a rib injury. And he's a 40-year-old man who's been getting his ass kicked.
If I were him, I wouldn't want to play. I'd look at J.J. Watt, and then I'd look at my offensive line and go, nah,
yeah.
I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
I'm feeling super concussy today.
Tell you what, I just want to help Charlie Whitehurst.
Yeah.
All right, Jong, so you got so we have one more? We got one more?
You can do one more?
Yes, do one more. Let's do John. What's up, John?
Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that the Kansas City Chiefs lose one of their last 3 games and don't make the playoffs as a wild card?
Well,
the Kansas City doesn't make it?
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah,
I'm looking at 538.com right now. They're 90% to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
so there's your answer, 10%.
They're pretty good, man.
See what I did? I just went to this website and
you gave the exact percentage.
Exactly.
Well, at least that someone else came up with.
Somebody, well, yeah, but that's what we do, right?
We steal from others.
No, it's not stealing.
It's a little bit stealing.
It's research.
What would they? What would have to happen for Kansas City to not make the playoffs?
They'd have to lose a game. Which
just one?
Well, yeah, because I don't think the Jets and the Steelers are going to lose.
Okay.
Coming home here, so somebody had asked earlier, what
Baltimore,
are the
Baltimore, Cleveland, Oakland? They could lose to Oakland. I still
they
stand
could
by that.
Oakland. Oakland's when Oakland's good, they're very good. When they're bad, they're easy to beat.
But Baltimore,
that's a free square. Somebody asked me earlier, what are the odds Jacksonville makes the playoffs? Would you like to know the exact number?
I'd like to know the number. It's got to be low. Just
what would you guess? I bet you're going to nail this within 2 percentage points.
I doubt it. I'll go with 12%.
6%. You were close. All right, John.
I was going to go 5.
Who'd you like the best, man?
There was a couple of them I liked. I liked Sam's Beckham call. I liked Daylen's Steelers call. But I think I'm going to go with Chance's fourth-string quarterback call because
it was different.
And had us chuckle a little bit.
It was different, unique, and possible. So congratulations, Chance. You have just won. Let me tell him what he's won. He's won a lot of crap.
Tell him what he's won.
He's won a Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. You get a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 at FM 646. I hate that voice. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. All right. Quick break. You know what? You can't win, but if you want to just call in, I'm guessing Negative Nolan and DJ couldn't get in because the lines were full. So you guys call.
Hard times.
Yeah, you guys call next
segment.
We'll move you right to the front of the line and get you guys in. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It's funny. We don't do a lot of talking off air about topics, but Lamont brought something up. What are the odds that Houston Cougars basketball makes a dance? And I haven't been out to a game yet. I will get out there. I don't know how good they are. I do know, I mean, and you were saying the wins over Murray and LSU, nice wins, but
they were supposed to be better wins.
Yeah, and they've only had one road game and they lost that. So I have not been out to see them yet. I'll be honest, I don't start paying attention to college basketball until after the first of the year. I'll go to a couple of UH games, and I'll be able to give you a better idea as to how good they are. I know they've got a great coach. Kelvin Sampson is a hell of a basketball coach.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of talent he's got. And, you know, I won't know until I see it in person.
That conference looks pretty strong. I mean, SMU is going to win the conference. SMU is the best team in the conference, and they absolutely should win it. If they don't, I would be very surprised. I think Cincinnati looks pretty good to me.
Is UConn any good this year?
UConn's, they're good. They're not great, but they're probably better than UH. And then after those teams, you get into kind of a Tulsa, Memphis, Temple, UH sort of zone. And, I mean, maybe Central Florida. But and Temple looks like crap so far.
All right, so be at the top of that group.
Yeah, I think that they're in that I would say if their Tulsa, Memphis, UH is probably second tier. And
all right, so if you're at the top of that tier?
If you're at the top of that tier, you can get in.
Okay.
Now, so if UH can be better than Tulsa and Memphis, they can get in the tournament. Because I'm pretty sure SMU and Cincinnati are going to be tournament teams in UConn more than likely. Beyond that, I don't think there's any guarantees. So I think they need to – I mean – listen, I'm not trying to poo-poo the start. It's been very good.
No.
I know, UH fan is easily irritated with me, and I don't want to deal with that.
But honestly, I can't evaluate them because I haven't been to a game yet. I've seen half of one game on TV.
What I was telling you is the biggest problem for them right now is the two games that they had non-conference that would have been showcase games for them, and like at the end of the season when they're putting their resume together, people could have looked at it and said, that's a solid win, were Murray and LSU. And LSU was, like, ranked preseason. They suck.
They have not got off to a good start. I mean, they've got one of the best young players in the country, but that doesn't translate into wins necessarily.
But then Murray, I mean, when they played Murray, Murray was 5-3 or 5-2.
Yeah.
Now they're 5-5. They've lost the two. They lost the two games after that. It's just, I mean, what could have been their biggest wins just kind of look like meh wins now.
Yeah, which means now you need to go and beat UConn and
you need to have a really like they need to conference. Be really good in that conference.
Yeah, and listen, I know he's got a couple of very good players there, and he's a hell of a basketball coach.
But that is true, but they probably got about the sixth best group of talent in the conference. How much can coaching, you know, get them?
That can get you above two teams, I think.
Okay.
And we'll see. AKA tweeted out a picture of Maddox Harrison Dews, his second. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Said he had his second baby boy listening to us. Taylor says, I refuse to get out of my truck until commercial break when listening to the Blitz. Y'all are the best.
As you should.
Thank you, man. Colin grabbed the last three BBHs at HEB and Garden Oaks. Good for you. Yeah, I've got to go. And if somebody knows where there's Black Ops and you know it's there and it's not gone already, please tell me.
I'm going to tell you a spot where I've gotten it in the past that you can probably hit.
Okay,
up.
Well,
I'll tell you off the air.
All right. Because, I mean, just text 713-780. You know the number. Let's try a phone call. How about Casey? What's up, buddy? What the heck?
Play that jam again, John.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, what's up, Casey?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sports games.
Sports to you, bro.
Go, man.
Cool. Thanks for the call, KC.
He sports us and then he left. Somebody mentioned, is SMU banned from the tourney?
I think they might be.
Okay.
I think they might be.
Was it because of the Emmanuel Mudiay thing or was it something else?
I don't know if they are.
Honestly, I haven't. I don't follow too much SMU basketball. I apologize.
I just don't think about that until it's time for selection.
Okay, here's a good one. Is Book 6 of Game of Thrones coming out before the TV season? From what I understand, he's working his butt off on it. There's no way he gets it done before the season, which just wrapped up filming, by the way. And there are so many leaked stories out there about what's going to happen that don't believe any of them.
Yeah, they are banned for 2016 postseason.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I knew they.
That helps, though.
I knew Larry Brown was suspended for the beginning of the season, which he's got to be
at this point.
In fact, he just finished his suspension.
Larry Brown is 97 years old. Shouldn't he just leave? Just go, dude. Seriously.
I mean,
you've been a cheater.
This is what you get. This is what you get when you hire Larry Brown. I mean,
he cheats and then he runs off.
I don't think he should be allowed to coach college basketball. But I mean, there's not really a way to ban him for life.
But like, I get what SMU is doing. It's the same thing UH is trying to do. Go get the best guy you can get. Kelvin Sampson had his problems, too. Go get a guy, though, who's really good. I understand that. But Larry Brown, give me a break.
I just don't get how you can be 75 years old and not have it figured out by now. You know, like, he knows better.
Let's try Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you, man.
Hey, looking at the AFC South with Mariota, Bortles, and Andrew Luck kind of leading the way with some decent talent around them, I just kind of want to know what are the odds that they become the best division in football in the next maybe 3 to 5 years. I'll hang up and listen.
You know what?
Well, what you're counting on is all three of those quarterbacks being great. And
Andrew Luck is the one I believe is great.
Well,
I think the other guys might be pretty good.
You know what? I think when I watch Andrew Luck play, I think he should be great. I don't see a guy who's great yet, and I'm starting to wonder if it's ever going to happen. I'm starting to wonder if we're not looking at a taller Matt Ryan.
With who?
With Andrew Luck. That he's going to be a very good quarterback, but he'll never quite be great. And
I'm not willing to make that judgment yet because I don't know what this season
is. I'm not judging it yet. I'm not saying it yet, but I do think
this season threw off any projection you could possibly have about Andrew Luck.
I was already starting to feel that last year, though, especially because when he ran into the Patriots and you saw what they did to him and you saw how they took away the things he likes to do, and it's just like a great quarterback reacts to that. And this is One of several times it's happened.
How many times in the playoff have the Patriots embarrassed Peyton Manning?
Well, and again, that's why he's won one Super Bowl in his entire career.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're saying you're either Tom Brady or you're everybody else, he's in the everybody else category.
No,
I agree with that.
But what I'm saying, if you think Andrew Luck is already great, I don't. I think he's very good, but I think he's in that Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford range right now. To get past that, now, seriously, I mean, look at the numbers. They're all the same. To get past that, to get beyond that, you have to have that extra level of intellect. You have to have that extra level of reacting on the field that I haven't seen yet.
And here's what I would argue that Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford have been blessed with that Andrew Luck hasn't. Arguably the two best receivers in the last 10 years play for those
and
two
that
quarterbacks.
Helps. That certainly helps. It helps Andy Dalton,
Andrew
too.
Luck is surrounded by trash.
I disagree with that. Colby Fleener is a very good tight end. You've got two good
2 days ago, you were talking about how crappy everything on the Colts are.
Except for tight end.
Okay, you think great. Colby Fleener is very good?
I think he's a very good
tight end. He's not even like a top 10 tight end in the league. He's a guy. He's just better than the Texans tight end.
I know you love Andrew Luck, but back the hell off.
So back the hell off. So you're saying Colby Fleener's a top 10 NFL tight end. Is that what you're saying?
Go look at the tight ends in the NFL. You get three or four deep, and then you start saying, you know what? Yeah, I might have to put Colby Fleener in the top friggin' five.
I can't do it.
Well, I know you can't do it because you haven't really looked, but... obviously Gronk,
but you've
Tyler
looked?
Eifert. Yeah, I have. He's okay. Top 10 easy.
Okay.
Comparatively speaking, because there's not a lot of great tight ends. Well, you put Vernon Davis ahead of him?
Probably not.
Okay. Mercedes Lewis?
Probably not now.
Eric Ebron?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Okay. Gronkowski?
Yes.
Jimmy Graham?
I'm going to go no. Not right now. Not the way he's played this year.
Okay. Greg Olsen?
Yes.
Travis Kelce?
Yes.
Martellus Bennett?
Yes.
Jason Witten?
Yes.
Jordan Cameron?
About the same guy.
Julius Thomas?
He was much better in Denver. I don't know what to make of him now.
Jordan Reed?
Eh.
Colby Fleener, I don't even think he's the best tight end on that team. He's caught two touchdown passes this year. He's a guy. Just a guy.
My point is, though, he's actually got... He's got tight end weapons. He's got T.Y. Hilton. Let's not act like he has nothing, which is what you're trying to do.
I mean, this year, God, Gary Barnage is a way better player than him.
Yeah, this year, yeah, Barnage is. Well, he just got paid for that, too.
And if you're not going to talk, you're saying just this year, Gary Barnage is, but just this year, Jimmy Graham's not. I mean, overall, Colby Fleener's not even, he's not sniffing the top 10 tight ends in the league.
Point is, he's a weapon. He's a better weapon than the Texans have at tight end.
Saying the Texans have the worst tight ends in the league.
Okay, but you're trying. You're
I'm
trying,
just saying
no,
they don't have anything around them.
You're taking my comment about how the Colts are better at tight end than the Texans and trying to say I was saying, oh, the Texans are better at everything. No, Colts have better tight ends.
But they're still not good tight ends.
They're okay tight ends. They're not garbage.
The Colts have T.Y. Hilton is what they've got.
Which, you know what? That's a pretty good weapon.
Which is, you could argue, is a product of Andrew Luck because T.Y. Hilton's not having the greatest season ever this year.
He's not this year, but I think a lot of that was Luck, and now the fact that Luck's out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Andrew Luck was having a crap season before he got hurt. There's no way around it. There's no way for you to sugarcoat that. He was a bad quarterback this year. Last year, he was really good, but bad in key situations, especially when he got in the playoffs against a better team. What I want to see is, okay, go out and beat the Patriots. And I never saw this out of Peyton either. I mean, things fell his way. It's the only reason they won a Super Bowl is he wound up against Rex Grossman. But I want to see Andrew Luck be the guy who takes them to the next level. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it either.
What I've seen is a bigger Matt Ryan.
I think
good quarterback. Very good quarterback. Puts up good numbers, gets you to the playoffs. Kind of guy you'd love to have on your team. But do I trust him when the game's on the line? And yes, he's great at fourth quarter comebacks against bad teams. But I'm not ready to anoint Andrew Luck. I'm sorry. He needs to actually go out and do it. He needs to get his team to a championship. Get to a Super Bowl. That's it. But he's going to have to be the guy to do it, and I haven't seen that out of him
yet. I get
it,
but there's not – I mean, you're talking about Andrew Luck last year accounted for 15 more touchdowns than Matt Ryan. 15, one per game, basically.
But
no one scored more touchdowns at quarterback than Andrew Luck last year.
All right, you take his best year, now go look at Matt Ryan's best year. Because that was Andrew Luck's best year.
Okay.
And you're going to find that it's pretty damn similar.
Matt Ryan's had a 40-touchdown season. I think you're going to find that he hasn't.
No, he hasn't had a 40-touchdown season.
Well, that's what Andrew Luck did. And in fact, 43.
And how many turnovers?
He had 22 last year.
22 interceptions?
No, 16 interceptions, six lost fumbles. Matt Ryan had 16 last year with 28 touchdowns. I'll take those extra 15 touchdowns and give up the six extra turnovers.
Okay, because I think to me a turnover is worth a touchdown and a half.
Well, then in your math, they're equal guys. Then
that's what I'm saying.
I can't imagine you would
because
think that.
The one thing you tend to do is totally ignore turnovers, and
turnovers are that's a big deal.
They're killers because they don't. It's not just that you stop a possession; it's you give the other team the ball, usually in scoring possession.
Yet you just talked about a couple segments ago about Drew Brees coming here. He led the league in interceptions last year.
He did. He did. But would I rather have him than what they have? Absolutely. Would I rather have Andrew Luck than what they have? Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't mean that I don't want the guys, but I think it's time to stop anointing Andrew Luck as a.
You can anoint Andrew Luck right now because this year has been a mess.
No, but I think people who want to put him on that elite level and try to compare him to Brady and to Rodgers, he's not
I've
there
not
yet.
I've not tried to compare him to those guys.
A lot of people have, and I think at times you've thrown him into that group.
I think there's Rodgers, there's Brady, there's Manning up until last year. And then you're in the conversation for everyone else. I mean,
I'll just say this: I would rather have Ben Roethlisberger than Andrew Luck as my quarterback.
Okay, I mean,
if I had a choice, if you tell me I can't get Brady, I can't get Rodgers, who do I want? I'm taking Ben Roethlisberger before I take Andrew Luck.
I can't. I'll take the 26-year-old with upside over the 33-year-old that we've seen the best of.
Well, that I know can win a Super Bowl too. Yeah. Because he's got two of them. And by the way,
so you're going to take Eli Manning too?
Eli, not so much. I think Eli,
we've seen him win some Super Bowls.
We have, but I don't think he's the same guy.
Okay.
I don't think he's the same guy as Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger has great year after great year after great year, sometimes with nothing around him. Right now he's got tons around him. But yeah, I'd rather have Big Ben.
Okay.
Well,
right now it's hard to argue for Luck because this year has been it's been an outlier year. So I'm not standing up beating the table saying this guy's the best thing in the world. But
no, but I don't know that it is an outlier year. I think if you look at it, he's been very good. He's got hurt this year, so
year has clearly been an outlier.
Right. But I mean, he was bad before he got hurt. That's the thing.
But that's like I said, I think he's been hurt all year. That's Maybe. Why it's hard for me to judge what this season is. But I'll still take the 4 years that I've seen of the guy over the one outlier year, and I'm still going to assume that this is the outlier year, and this is not what Andrew Luck is all of a sudden.
Anyway, let's get lined up because we're going to play Moron of the Week next. We need callers 10, 11, and 12. We have one gift, and it is the sports stocking.
Only one champion today.
So this will make AJ happy.
AJ's
just pissed off because I said nice things about Ted Cruz on Twitter last night, which I thought he came off well. I'm sorry.
I don't need that in my life.
I would never vote for the guy.
Okay.
Anyway, we will give that away. So callers 10, 11, and 12 at 713-780-ESPN. One of you wins. Two of you
are losers.
Nothing.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, apparently we talked too much, so we got to jump right in on this. So,
Do it.
Caller number 10 is William. 11 is Gabe. And 12 is Jay. 11 gets our first story. These are all Houston.
12 wins.
Huh?
I'm just trying to hurry up the game.
Okay. Okay, so the first one we already know. It's idiots who shut down 45 for the engagement thing, right?
Okay.
Okay, that's moron number one playing for William.
At 6 months in jail, by the way.
And he should get six months in jail. I do too, and I hope he gets raped
in jail. Do they all get 6 months in jail?
He like gave the finger to the cops or something.
He deserves to get raped in jail. Okay, 31-year-old Austin woman crashed her car into the Church of Scientology near UT because she told police she believes the church is evil. She's been charged with criminal mischief at a place of worship, a state jail felony punishable by a maximum 2-year prison sentence.
Mm-hmm.
That took place just before 9 p.m. Monday. Now, Scientology is evil. Let's not lie.
Driving your car into a church,
yeah,
also.
That's moron number two playing for Gabe, and she's from Austin. And finally, moron number three. I don't know if you saw this story, but this also happened in the great city of Houston. A man wearing nothing but a pair of white underwear scaled a sign over Highway 59 near George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston, holding up traffic in both directions until SWAT could talk him down.
All local, huh?
Yeah. This was all Texas, yeah. According to police, a man scaled the sign near the Lamar exit off US 59 around 9:30 p.m. I actually saw the... I didn't know what was going on, but I saw the traffic shut down there. I have a nice view of that. So that's moron number three. So moron number one, idiot on 45. Moron number two, woman in Austin who crashes into the Church of Scientology because it's evil. Moron number three, underwear man on 59.
I'm going to go with number two is my choice.
John?
I'm going to go with number one, the idiots on 45.
All right, Fred, you have a
God, tiebreaker? I have to pick this? Because I kind of like three. all right, let's give it to Gabe. Congratulations. That's going to wrap it up. You win the sports stocking with the $50 gift card to Grand Lux Cafe, $50 gift certificate to Top Brass Military and Tactical, ESPN 97.5 Aging Barrel from Deep South, and a bunch of other stuff. And I'm sorry that we went late, but we were having a fun discussion. Stay sportsy, bitches.